This is the Technical Difficulties. We're playing Citation Needed. Joining me today, he reads books, you know, it's Chris Joel.
Now then.
Everybody's favourite, Gary Brannan. Gary Brannan?
It's me!
Hooray!
Oh, I see. Wow. You get the warm-up time.
Did you set that up while we were outside?
Yes, I did.
And standing in for Matt Gray, please welcome stand-up mathematician Matt Parker.
Pleasure to be your replacement.
In front of me, I've got an article from Wikipedia, and these folks can't see it. Every fact they get right is a point and a ding, and a special prize for particularly good answers, which is...
What did you do?
Whack my funny bone on my chair!
Oh!
That is pretty funny.
And today...
That's the right, Andy needs that one.
Come, Matt, fill in for the classy panel show.
And today we are talking about Turaku.
I don't know, Turaku.
No, I figured I'd at least know what the words you're saying are.
Well, the language is Doric.
Okay, Aberdeen.
Oh, he's right. Straight off.
Thank you, Aberdeenshire, northeast Scotland, it's a particular dialect.
Yes, you are absolutely right, near the Aberdeenshire town of Turriff. And okay. Turra is Turriff.
Okay.
What might coo be?
Pigeons!
Is it one of those cattle that's in fields?
Oh, yeah, coo!
Highland coo is absolutely right.
Right!
Bye, everybody!
I'm just working out they had a big enough population for a hostile takeover. That is incredible.
No, you're absolutely right. The Turaku is Doric for the Turriff cow. Were you not expecting that to be the
right
answer?
No!
Okay.
That was
were you just making a joke? You were just making a cheap joke at the expense of the Scots dialect.
No, I was.
Absolutely right.
I know, you know, somewhere between, like a non-zero amount of things about a lot of things. A niche dairy cow, I'm like, okay, I'm out.
Mate, welcome to my world.
The cow became famous.
Britain's Got Talent. Did it juggle?
How? It's got four legs and no arms.
It flies on its back and does that.
Oh. I was going to... It was sat on an office chair. Or any other chair could do. It just so happened its act was on an office chair.
Well, that means you can slide it onto the stage because
exactly.
It can't propel itself because its little legs are stuck out forwards.
Oh, you think I'm being ridiculous, but actually I've just produced a very good way of transporting a cow sat down.
At last.
Yeah.
I like the idea that there would be notation for a cow juggling with four limbs.
There would.
I'm sure you could.
Well, somebody's written the patterns because it... Boring juggler information.
Brace yourselves, here it comes.
Well, that's how Gandini patterns work. That's effectively one... There's two people using four arms to juggle one pattern.
And the sideswap notation, they mathematically predicted new juggling tricks that had never been juggled before because the maths worked out. And then they went like, oh, it works, my goodness, right? And so mathematically, you can predict ways to juggle without ever having to bother to learn or pick the balls up. It's great.
Biscuit that man.
So Turaku.
Yeah. The juggling cow of Britain's Got Talent. We've established this.
This was definitely before Britain's Got Talent. It is...
Oh, X Factor.
P.T. Barnum.
Pop Idol.
Yeah. Opportunity knocks for the students in the audience, yeah.
You're certainly closer. This was Aberdeenshire. This was under a Liberal government, and Liberal with a capital L there.
Okay, so that is pre-David Lloyd George, probably. Are we talking Liberal and Whig territory here?
It was actually, I'm going to give you the points, you gave the name.
David Lloyd George.
It was David Lloyd George as Chancellor of the Exchequer.
Oh my God, that's 1911.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I have a point again. I have it down here as the 1910s, but that's...
Specific referencing.
What did he bring in?
Finance Valuation Act, pensions, and unemployment benefit, the Parliament Act. Have I missed them all?
The first cow that could retire with a safe pension.
I'm going to give Gary the point. It was national insurance contribution.
Yeah,
for cows.
Yeah.
No,
three squirts for you, one for the tax man.
for all workers between 16 and 70. So it was the National Insurance Act.
Yeah, okay.
And the farmers local to Turriff were not happy about this.
Because they would have to pay their employees national insurance stamps.
The contributions were too high, yes, yeah. Absolutely right. And it was unfair for them to pay for something they were unlikely to use.
Unlikely? They're very likely. They're all going to get to... Well, they might not get to pensionable age,
no,
actually.
Coo beasties kill them.
Immortal dairy workers.
Less in mortal peril than some other people in that era. Who might have been more at risk?
At risk?
People working in the dairy mines.
Yeah. I mean, the big cream seams. Yeah. They took a lot of lives. Yeah,
rich seam of...
rich seam of squirty that comes out.
Or more, they're sort of drilling. It's like, we've struck cream!
Got a gusher! Faces white, takes the glasses off. Oh, a safe row.
The thing is, apart from the word dairy in there, you're absolutely right, so I'm giving you the point. It was people who would work in the mines and in industry. So there were protests. And what did one particular farmer refuse to do?
I have no doubt it involves this cow.
No, not yet. Not yet. The cow
it will
not
later involve this cow.
It will later involve this cow, but I'm not giving you a point for that, because that's bloody obvious.
Yeah. Did they march somewhere?
That was happening, but we're looking at one specific person was doing, as civil disobedience.
And it can't just be he wasn't just refusing to make the payments. It must be something creative.
It was stamping the insurance cards. It was doing the paperwork required. Right. That
may be the most boring answer to a quiz question.
I realise that, but we need to get through this.
That's how we resist in this country.
Stuck his quill in the farmyard and wrote it on with that.
Oh.
Was it a poo-related protest? Are we headed there?
No, it wasn't. It was literally he just refused to do this. So he was charged. He was sentenced to pay £15 plus the arrears, which...
That's not a small amount of money. That's probably a couple of hundred quid, actually, in today's terms, I would have thought.
Did a debt collector take his cow?
Ah.
Sheriff's officer George Keith turned up as a bailiff, essentially, and looked round for property that could be seized.
And when this cow's in a chair already, I could just wheel it straight out of the farmyard.
In the barn, juggling, it's dead easy to see,
That cow's worth a lot. Future earnings a lot.
This is getting a bit Jack and the Beanstalk so far, I'm going to be honest.
It is a little bit. A sheriff seized the cow.
Okay.
The trouble is, now the government owns a cow.
Oh. Wait, we've got the national cow.
It was set to be sold.
Yes.
What's the slight problem with that?
Oh, no, bugger buy it.
Absolutely right.
Oh, boy.
Not only that, no local mart, no local agricultural mart would handle the sale. So now the government still has a cow.
Who's no doubt hungry. Can we just ask, is it a boy cow or a girl cow?
It's a girl cow.
Okay,
I believe
you.
There's technically a term for that.
Yes, it's cow. I only know that because I make that same mistake myself.
Citizens found the cow tied in the village square and decorated with a slogan, Lendrum to Leeks. Lendrum is where they were. Why might that have been the slogan? It's making a reference to someone.
To Lloyd George?
Why would that?
Oh, he's Welsh.
There's the point.
Yes, yes. That's a nice bit of stereotype there just sauntered into there, isn't it?
Well, this was being done by the sheriff as the victor. This is, we have taken your cow, we are tying it in the square, we can't sell it, but it's not your cow anymore. What was the response to this?
Barbecue.
No, they like the cow. They wanted to keep the cow.
You can like it and it'd be delicious. Those Fair are point. Not even close to being mutually exclusive.
They brought in loads of other identical cows. You'll never tell which one it is now.
That's funny. I'm painting them 1, 3, and 4, so did everyone they? Look for number 2. Yeah.
Did they put giant hats over them and do like a 3-cow Monty?
Yes! Which one's the cow in? Well, it's not a difficult.
Under one of these cups, one of them is about 6 foot off the ground.
Let's walk in that way. No, I'm going to Vegas and doing that. I'll make my fortune. Yeah. I know I will.
There was a near riot. Okay. Is the answer? There was a 100-strong mob pelting the sheriff's officers with rotten fruit and soot.
We don't do that these days, do we? We don't get riled up over minor issues to the
It's also
extent.
Very hard to get soot and fresh vegetables these days.
That's a fact. You don't have to pay through the nose at Waitrose for those, are you? You're going to lob them at someone.
Well, you know, the best you can do is like Amazon one-hour delivery. And even then, the sheriff's probably cottoned on and legged it.
There's an outlet for them. Amazon protest. They can supply
Brilliant.
You with
anything that goes out of date.
Send it for flinging. Bags of soot. And it could be good because it's over real brick. They could send you one of those rubber ones. So you make the same point, but no one gets hurt.
No, you can still do the same thing. You've just, you know, you put someone else's address in, and under delivery instructions say, please throw through window.
Oh, yeah!
I can't help but feel this is drifting towards Amazon drones to a drone strike, Joe.
drone general strike.
Like three people got that, Gary. That was a really good
guess. It's a constituency, thank you. You can do that. You can send people bees, can't you, in the post?
You can send ants, definitely.
Yeah, all right,
I mean,
right.
I've heard.
I'm not opening that package now, man.
If I'm not home, through the letterbox one at a time, please.
In individual packaging.
Well, once you've sent the first one through, the others will probably follow.
Well, Lloyd George was subject to a lot of protests anyway. It won't be over this. I think it's over women's suffrage. But they planted a bomb outside his house at one point. And my favourite one is they cut his braces. Lady came up behind, snapped his braces, and his trousers fell down.
For the non-UK audience, that's like suspenders, the things that hold your trousers. It's not like the things on his teeth.
They someone with wire cutters. Between!
Oh, no, I'm snaggled toothed again!
And for someone in the UK, Lloyd George had enough scandal around him not to say suspenders. Okay, yes,
that's true. So, amidst the melee, there is a cow.
Love it.
With
that's probably winning.
With a slogan page on the side. There are the sheriff's officers and now an angry rioting mob. What happens during this?
I'm reckoning the cow is used in some way as part of the mob, maybe to head it off or a battering ram. Oh, that would be a sheep, though.
No, the cow escapes.
Oh, yay! Fantastic.
The cow makes a bid for freedom. And
this is what they want. It's just gone from the edge of organised protest to Benny Hill.
Yes. Yes, the cow was later found in a nearby barn. 8 farm workers were put on trial in Aberdeen for disorderly conduct.
Nice charge.
All the people put on trial were acquitted. Why? What was the verdict they were given?
Ultimate lols.
That is not a valid Scots verdict, but something else is.
Top bants.
There is a verdict in Scotland that there is not in England and Wales.
It must be some kind of you're allowed to protest provided you use enough soot.
No, we're talking verdict here. There is guilty, there is not guilty, and there is something else
is
in
there
Scotland.
Not proven or something
yes,
like that?
You're absolutely right. Scots law has a verdict of not proven.
Which is that kind of, we know you've done it, really.
We're not saying you didn't do it, but you did it well.
The prosecution have not proved their case beyond reasonable doubt is not proven.
There was that wood holdout guy that was actually a cow.
What? I suspect in this instance it's just nobody had testified.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right, and that's one of the reasons why, if the evidence is not sufficient, but it's circumstantial. You okay there?
Oh, God.
We've lost Gary.
It's going to be interesting to see what this is about, because it doesn't really follow from what's just been said.
It's something so incredibly funny, but grossly inappropriate.
It's the thought about going into the courtroom and the prosecution going in, we've got him, we've nailed him, we've got a good body of evidence, all rise for his honour. The sound of 4 hooves coming in. Forget it.
So the cow was eventually taken to Aberdeen. It was sold for £7. The government, how did they do out of that deal?
Oh, are they massive out of pocket on the rail fares?
Yeah, you have to book 2 seats.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was just thinking, you didn't factor in, because it's not just a cow, it's a famous cow. That must push the value up a little bit. It can juggle. It's passed the bar and become a judge.
Yes. So
it's diversified its skill set.
Yeah. You need some little cows as bodyguards,
there
obviously.
You are,
yeah little so things in their ears, dark glasses, all that kind
so
of
shit. So the entourage alone getting it down to the market.
The expenses he incurred are outrageous, really. They were the high-class grass he got shipped in. Or she got shipped in.
Yes, you're absolutely right. The sheriff's department took a loss on the whole thing. What then happened? Because this cow is in Aberdeen, and it's not been slaughtered for anything yet.
Got on the wrong train, ended up in Sheffield.
Why is this cow on a train?
Because that's how you probably transport a cow at that time.
There's a full circle to this story.
Did it become a cow again?
It was never not a cow, Gary.
It was a judge for a bit.
That doesn't mean it can't still be...
I mean, you put a wig on it, who's to say what animal it is?
That's my defence and I'm sticking to it. It's not proven.
Not proven because we couldn't see its scalp.
Exactly.
The farmer's friend bought it back and gave it to him as a gift.
Yes, you are absolutely right.
Nice.
It was a long...
Because I had a list of about 10 different permutations I was going to go through.
Yeah, it's close enough. Bryony Miller, local girl and wife of the farmhand, rallied the local community together, bought back the cow... and presented it back as a major public event.
Oh, did it? Was it in a box, or did it have a bow around it?
Paraded with garlands and ribbons and flowers.
Hey!
And painted with the slogan, "Free." Can't do that. I'm going to translate this from the Scots, because I can't do the accent.
Here we go.
"Don't you wish you were me."
Oh. Yeah, I'm a juggling cow that's being a judge. I've had a hell of a life. How are they doing all these necessities? I mean, does paint rub off cows? Well, I'm from an urban environment. I never painted one. Chalk, yeah.
Do we have anyone in the audience who has ever painted a cow?
Or know someone who might later?
That is like...
I was really worried.
That's the most middle-class version of cow tipping I've heard of in my life.
To be fair, he dropped Waitrose into the conversation earlier. Like, you've gone up...
Only because I've been to one earlier about your biscuits. And his banana. And my croissant. But that's...
He says, "Do you want anything from the shop?" I'm like, "Yeah, we need some biscuits." And he's like, "Yeah, get me a banana."
Banana.
Yeah, actually, he just said...
banana, repeatedly. Banana.
Yeah. And then he comes in and he's got a croissant. Don't get me about middle class.
Didn't have almond in it.
Almond? Luxury! What happened to the cow?
There's got
to
be a... Like, if you want to visit the cow now, its skeleton yeah. is in the...
It is in a corner of the farmland, yes. It was treated well for the remaining years, was not sent to market after all, and eventually died a natural death and was buried in the corner of the farm.
And you can still pilgrimage to the corner of the farm?
No, but you can go to a roadside monument in Lendrum.
Ah, oh.
That's good.
I thought you were going to say no, but you can stop on the outside lane of the A363.
A bit of light trespassing later.
Is there a ghost of the cow by the lay-by? I'd like to think there is.
I like the idea that is just a lay-by ghost, because that's a pretty crap ghost. Because you park in a lay-by in the middle of the night, you hear a mooing, so, oh, there's a cow nearby.
Yeah, but it's a juggling cow ghost.
How would you know you've not seen the ghost of a cow? Deep.
And on that note, congratulations, Gary, you win this week's show. You win a tool for combing through ponds to find male ducks, signed by a Canadian rapper. It's a Drake Lake Drake rake. Sorry, it looks like Drake's signature is actually a forgery there, so it's a fake Drake Lake Drake rake.
You are the f***ing worst.
Do you enjoy that? With that, we say thank you to Chris Joel.
It's over.
To Gary Brannan. And to Matt Parker. I'm Tom Scott, and we'll see you next time.